What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Stretch to life. Good morning, Lagos.
Marianne to life. Marianne Esquire. Esquire.
I did not pass jam. I cannot come and be lying here.
No, you were in jam, the choir. You were in the choir before.
Oh, Esquire.
That's what I mean. Esquire.
Oh, I didn't get that joke.
Esquire.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm. Yeah, I can hold a note.
Yeah, that's why I could hold
yeah,
that.
Yeah, darling.
Esquire. Just say Esquire. She was in the choir before.
I used to be a choir star.
Try it. Lovely morning. It is Thursday, one day before Friday comes in.
We can't wait for you Friday.
But today we're going to have a good time on the show. It's called What's Up Lagos, and we do this together Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 noon. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. Yeah, and she is
Marianne Duke Cocone. As always, the fun is on this dial because you see, we are the official noisemakers of Nigeria Info.
Yes.
The thing is, we're paid to do this.
Yes.
You just didn't make your noise for nothing.
Yes.
Us, we did get check at the end of every month to make good noise, official noise. And noise that will change things.
Yes. Make you happy. Yeah. And if you can't be happy within these 2 hours, then we have done our part. You know that. So just let it all out.
You need laying on of hands.
Let's just move, all right? We're starting in a bit. We start with what we call sound off, where we let it out, a situation, an institution, an occurrence, something that needs to be talked about. And we do it in style, and we ask you, please stay out of it. Let mommy and daddy do this talking. And when we get back, we'll get into the real end of the show. All right, so today's time for sound off. All right, just what's up, Lagos? And we are about to sound off. And we're taking this from the editorial of a newspaper of 2021, January 2nd, to be specific. And this is how it goes. Two teams set up by the Borno State government, Governor Babagana Zulum, to audit primary school teachers and local government workers in the state recently, that was at 2021, found that a total of 22,556 ghost workers were in the payroll of government. Of the 22,000 ghost workers, 14,000 were discovered at local government level, 7,000 found to be collecting salaries from public primary schools without being teachers. This fraud cost the state government 420 million naira per month. This is not surprising. The problem of ghost workers has been a recurring issue in both federal and state civil service in Nigeria. Year in, year out, government carries out endless biometric verifications. At the end of each verification, numbers representing discovered ghost workers and money saved are rolled out. No one is ever prosecuted. This scam continues. Claims of discovery of ghost workers by politicians and beating their chests, we will leave no stone unturned, keeps going on and on. According to the former Kwara State governor, he says this menace has been on since for the past 30 years.
Well, I'd like to continue. As of June of 2016, it was reported that the federal government and 10 other states had, in the last 5 years, lost over 538 billion naira to ghost workers. I'll take it again. 538 billion naira to ghost workers. Now, out of this staggering amount, the federal government paid 220 billion naira to 103,000 ghost workers between September of 2013 and May of 2015. The other 318 billion naira was paid to 10 states or by 10 states, namely Katsina, which was 30 billion, Kano State, 17 billion, Rivers, 60 billion, Benue, 10.2 billion naira, Oyo, 18 billion naira, Abia, 26.5 billion naira, Adamawa, 20.4 billion naira, Akwa Ibom, 15 billion, Bayelsa, 120 billion, that's the highest so far,
yes.
And Ekiti State, 1.2 billion naira, all paid to ghost workers. Now,
the staggering part, just given that part is the part I really want to hold my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As revealed by the Partnership for Transparency Fund, PTF, in Nigeria, a month-old baby made $150 a month as a public sector worker. So let's,
Nigeria, we hail thee.
So let's just drop this mic in. We've given you some figures. It's quite a lot. But let's check this out. I know what it takes for payroll, people's salaries to be calculated. People clock in and clock out. People, you know how many times this person came to work.
That's somebody, places that have clock-ins.
Yeah, I mean, even when where you clock in, where you clock out, where you come to work. I mean, private sector, we know when, how many days you work,
absolutely,
how many days of leave you have. So why don't we have ghost workers in the private sector? Why is it always state or federal government? Is someone sitting down milking this country while we cannot pay 30,000 naira minimum wage till date? So every year someone comes, we have eradicated 70,000 ghost workers. Is that an achievement? You thump your chest and it continues. Is it a form of settlement? How do you prepare payroll for somebody that doesn't exist? How do you prepare payroll for someone that does not exist and remit money to a bank account? And you're telling me nobody has been prosecuted, nobody has been caught in any of the states, any of the local government areas. Nobody, not one person, that this person is the person that puts these fake names. And you tell me you've eradicated, you've stopped 70,000 ghost workers. Why are there no ghost workers in the private sector? Like in this place now, Marianne and myself are here. Then we have like 13 other people who don't exist and they are paid
it's
salaries.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. If you're an accountant or you even did a basic accounting, you will know it's rigorous to get to know the salary, when to pay someone, when to do your payee, do stop before someone gets their salary. But we have thousands of people who don't exist collecting money and nobody has been prosecuted. No, not one person has gone to jail. Not one person has been sent behind the counter for taking money that nobody worked for. A day old baby, $150 a month.
That one took me out.
Salary.
That one took me out.
What's going on, Nigeria?
But I want to come at it from a different direction. We want government to stop corruption. We want government, this government promised to... You are part of the problem, sir. Ma, you that is collecting that money, you that your accounts will be doing chow at the end of the month, but you don't show up.
They will send you a
lot. In fact, you that you have been looking for, you beg to apply. When time comes for you to work, you will not be there to work. In fact, you're the one that when you reach the office, you sign the attendance, whatever. You carry your puff puff or your moi moi, and you go to secretariat to sell. You're the problem.
You're Pili Bellon. You are sitting there, yes. That's what
you are the one that your father is always dying every other month. You never show up to work. You're the problem. It's okay. It's fine and well. We need to put these politicians on their toes. But you, Seth, you are part of the problem.
You are profiting
from it.
You are
part of the corruption. You are the reason why Nigeria cannot go to where it wants to go. You are the part of the problem of us grinding partially to a stop. You are the problem. Let's not just keep pointing fingers at our politicians. The other ones are pointing to you. What are you doing? You are the problem.
You are getting alert.
You that
from,
is using that baby's name to receive money. You are the problem.
Put our babies now. Put them now. They are
you
there.
That is even allowing that politician to say, come and be collecting money. And you don't need to show up to work. You are the problem. Tomorrow you will say that the health sector is bad. No doctors in the hospital. Our children are at home. ASU is not being paid. You are the problem.
You.
Are you looking at yourself?
Do
some soul searching today because you're part of the problem.
You're part of
I always say it. A commissioner doesn't just show up into a ministry and start stealing.
No.
There are people in the system that allow those commissioners to see the light.
Word.
In quotes.
This is how
you
we
are
do
the
it.
Ones you
this
ate and abate. You're the problem.
You are part of this big problem we're talking about. You are there. They say, they call you. My brother has just become permanent secretary. He's requesting for 18 names. 18 names of people that will be paid salary without working.
And not doing anything.
And you are sending
taxpayers
those names.
Taxpayers' money. People sweat.
And you are sending the names. And you are sitting now telling me the government is doing. That's why they can't pay minimum wage. That's why we're having security in the land.
Yes.
That's why our country is going down the drain.
Yes.
Free fall. That's why dollar to naira is what it is.
Yes.
That's why we have a country that people are ashamed to carry the green passport and move anywhere. That's why our girls are sleeping in Turkey on the floor.
Yes.
Because of you.
You're part of the problem. So when the next time you want to point to a politician, check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yes, and that is Sound Off.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Itimian Crescent. Where else would you rather be this morning? That sounds like a Freddy Krueger laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, this morning we're going to, you know, try to pick your brains a little, as we always do. We always start off with some, you know, teasers or, you know, scenarios and allow you to play it out. So here is one. So there are five things. You have to pick two out of the following. First, okay, there are three things.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
There are three things. Mm-hmm. You have to pick only two.
Only two.
Only two of these things.
Yes,
and tell us why.
To pick yes. Only two.
So if you had, for example, you were tied to a chair and they told you you have three options. And out of these three options, you can only pick two for you to set yourself free.
Not necessarily. Okay. Go on.
What would it be? So first thing is long life. The second thing is riches. The other is your children.
Yeah, let's just
choose this. Wisely.
You have a choice. They call you. You just come into life. It's okay. Take two of these three options in
yes.
life
for you forever.
Yes. Is it? Do you want longevity? Mm-hmm. Do you want children? Money. These three.
Mm.
Longevity, children, money. Pick only
you
two.
You can only pick two. They're generous. Two options.
Which two will you pick? Longevity. You will live long. If you choose longevity and children, you won't have money.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose money and longevity, you won't have children.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose children and money, right, you won't live long. So pick two. Longevity, children, money. Which
and,
two will you pick?
And of course, you have to give us reasons why
us
you
why.
Make your choice.
Tell us why.
So,
right?
If you like money.
Think about it.
If you like children.
Think about it.
Or maybe you want long life.
Yes.
Mm? You know, they always say long life and prosperity.
If you love long life and prosperity, no children.
Mm.
You're just there.
What you going to do when you take whatever you choose? What are you going to do with it? Join
the
conversation.
Rest of your life.
0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call, if you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or you can join the conversation on WhatsApp or on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah. What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Alekon.
Okay.
Can you adjust or take your hand off behind your phone? Just adjust somehow because it's breaking up.
It's fine now. Right,
yes. We can hear you.
So go ahead.
Yes. In my own opinion, I think I'm a bit selfish.
Yeah.
I was shown long life for myself first.
Okay.
So if I have long life, I think prosperity should be the next. It's not compulsory. I have children.
Okay.
If I have children, I don't have what to take care of them. What's the essence of having children that I cannot take care of?
Okay, so you want long life and prosperity without any children.
Okay.
I like the, he just.
Well
he just,
done to you and your selfishness.
No, but he just got the picture where it was bitter. He laughed it out. Like,
yeah, his life flashed
he
before
him,
his
like,
eyes.
Okay.
Oh.
No shit drinks.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Good morning.
I greet you with my heart.
We greet you with our heart.
Koboko ne we.
I don't answer Koboko again. I'm answering Comrade Otale. Otale.
Otale is another.
Otale means
Koboko
Oribo.
Okay.
Otale. I don't answer Koboko like Otale.
Okay, Comrade Otale, go ahead. What will you
do? If you tell me where we're for chair, then make a pick between longevity, money, and children. I will pick longevity and children. Why? Children is for happiness and procreation. Long life is for you to see how the children will grow and maintain them.
But
and train them.
How will you
not
maintain
have any money.
Them?
You will be broke.
I will strive. I will work hard.
You will be broke.
Money.
Yeah,
and my children will help me.
You will
so
not have money.
You say people will help you. Leave him alone.
They don't get children. They don't get longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are inside bed now, having millions, but they don't get. longevity and
the
children.
All right.
Meanwhile, Utale, thank you very much.
Thank you, Utale.
Don't forget, when you call us, it's 60 seconds on the clock. So just make your point and then let others, you know, contribute. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
All right, what's your
name,
sir?
To life.
Yeah, my name is Jude. I'm from Ojodudega.
All right, Jude. Bro,
tell me, what will you choose? What will you choose?
I will choose money and children.
Money and children, and you will leave short?
Yes. Yeah. After everybody will die.
Wow, that is so selfless.
Yes. Everybody will die, so I will choose money. So the money will take care of my children when I'm gone.
Oshé Banes.
Jude.
Right. I like that.
Jude for president. Thank you so much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
We can
good morning.
Hear you.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
That's a 99.3.
Yes, this is Nigeria.
What's up,
Info.
Lagos?
Yeah, I will shoot longevity.
There's a passcode to this show.
Oh, yeah, shout, what's up, Lagos? Let's go.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? Okay.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Peter. I'm calling from EFCC office now.
Hey! We don't have any money, Oga. Hey! That person you saw yesterday, it was not me.
It's not me.
No. We have money. That's why you're on the air.
Sheriff, come. Oh,
yeah, tell us what you tell us and go.
Okay, I will go, but I will call you. I will choose longevity.
Longevity.
And I will choose children. Children give you joy to stay longer also.
Okay, longevity and children, but you'll be broke.
I can't be broke to the point I will not provide food for them to eat now.
They say you'll be broke. You
okay,
are
you broke.
I can't be broke. They are deceiving us.
Yeah.
I can't be broke. This is a logical question. I can't be broke.
Hey.
Okay.
EFCC, I've got to pay EFCC says for us. Okay, it's not us. We didn't do anything. We didn't do it.
Nothing. We didn't do it at all.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Come on.
What's up, Lagos?
All right. Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Tolu. I'm calling from
Ikorodu. All right, Tolu. Three options. Which will you pick?
I'll pick money.
Money? I know. I trust
you. And children.
Money and children. And you live very short.
You just throw away your life like that.
I don't mind.
Let me tell you something, Tolu. Long life. Old age is a beautiful thing that you have to experience.
She said she doesn't
love it. All of us go die, daddy.
Oh, shit. I like this.
My children will enjoy the money forever and ever. Generations to come.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, Tolu, bye-bye.
Tolu, boza for you. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? If that was you, please call us back. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, the taxi?
Hey. All right. Hey. Oh, yeah. Good morning, sir.
Stretch to life. Uh-huh.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi. I'm calling from Aja.
Ifeanyi.
How many? Which one will you choose?
I choose long life and prosperity.
Ifeanyi, please turn off your radio. Ifeanyi, we need your radio to be off, please.
Okay.
Ifeanyi, I'm going to have to let you go, unfortunately.
I refuse to turn off.
We've got messages.
Radio.
Let's go to WhatsApp quickly.
Let's see how many messages you can take in a rush. Let me see where to start this. Okay. This one says, is it for us? No, it's not. Okay, let me take the one that's for us. It's Uncle Jimmy. Okay. We'll still go further up. Okay, let's do this. What's up, Lagos? I am Afik from Makoko. I will go for longevity and money. There's enough overpopulation in the world. I can always adopt children if I want. Money is needed to cater for my needs and support my humanitarian duties. Oshé. Thanks. Lovely one. What's up, Lagos? I will take children and prosperity. That is money. I don't want long life because I don't want to be like vegetable. With my
grandkids
taking care of me, Prince of Netherlands. Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. This is easy now. First I will call my children, then they will come and remove me from the chair. Then I will take the money, build houses, build business. And
okay, you never get the children. Children are one of the options now.
All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? I will choose children and money. Having children is longevity itself. Ooh. I can't even live as old as Methuselah, right? The money will give my children life. SND2. All right, this one also, you deleted your message while I was about reading. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. I would choose money and children. Money can aid longevity. Even with 1 billion years is not enough for me. I'm adequately Daniel for me, Mota. All right, thank you so much for that.
Okay. We're going back to the phone lines. In case you're just joining us, it's What's Up, Lagos. And of course, we are taking your thoughts and your comments on issues and matters arising. But we'll be right back after this break. It's still What's Up, Vegas, 99.3 Nigeria, in for 33 minutes, gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, his Tourette. Mm-hmm. And we are asking a question this morning. It's very important, your whole life is dependent on it, you know, in a manner of speaking. So you are presented with three choices. One, children. One, long life, that's longevity. The other is riches. Now, you're only allowed to pick two. And when you pick those two, you have to tell us exactly why you're picking the two and why it would work for you. So, go ahead, call us, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, you can join the conversation by sending us a message on our WhatsApp. Or better still, you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Or if you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, sir. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Come on, can we hear?
Oh yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Call and so. You say what's up, Lagos? You hear me?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah.
Stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Samuel from Ojo.
Samuel.
All right, Samuel, go ahead.
Samuel, how old are you? I caught you there.
Samuel, next time you call us, please walk away from the radio,
got
okay?
Got you there.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hakim, you're in a very echoey place, so.
Hakim.
I'm in a site, right now,
Okay,
site.
Hakim, go ahead.
Yeah. So, if I'm in a tight corner, I think I will choose the duty at the end of business.
You say?
Why? Because money is very, very important.
You say longevity and what?
And riches.
And riches, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because money is very, very important in the life of every human being.
Children is not important.
It's not that it's not important.
But
money is important.
Money is very important.
Thank you very much for calling. I was hoping that he would say important. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Is it just Sakara and Akamu that you had this morning? You don't have energy.
Yeah, it is, Mr. Vincent from my dad.
Mr. Vincent, all right.
Yeah, Joanna, tell us.
I want to use money and children.
Money and children, so you don't want to live long.
I don't live long for now.
When you don't get money, you get money, you don't want to live long.
Why
again?
You don't go flex the cash? Wow.
What do you do for this world?
You say, this world is not my home.
I just passing by. Heaven not my home. Dum, 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 dum. Okay, don't do. With gratitude to God for a life full space.
Hey, it's enough. Kai.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Stretch to life.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Stanley. I'm calling you from Ikoyi.
Stanley.
Hi, Stanley.
Which one will you choose, Stanley?
If I'm the one, I will choose money and longevity.
Okay. All right.
Because once there's money, every other thing is possible.
Yeah.
And I'll live long.
Yeah.
I can adopt children, yes, of course I will marry.
If everybody's picking long life and money, who will give birth for you to come and adopt?
I can adopt children.
Where? From Mars?
You like money.
Are you going to adopt them from Mars?
You like money too much.
This time, you don't have money, you are not recognized anywhere. So I will choose money and long life, then I adopt children.
Okay.
All right, that's the
me,
plan.
I don't have money, they are recognizing me. I don't know where you are getting your information
and
from.
And nobody will come and take my children. You adopt my own children for
exactly.
What?
Have your own children and leave us alone. Let's go back to our text messages. Or what's our message?
What's up, Lagos? Okay, Chooks, I said I'll get back to you right now. I'll do that in a bit, all right? What's up, Lagos? Okay. This one says, it's so easy to boldly call on people that they are the problem. Okay, but you're going to the one we say nobody should comment on. We finished sound off, right? Don't do that. All right. What's up, Lagos? I'm Gideon from Lagos. Your show reminds me of... Okay, they're still talking about sound off. Eh? Please, can you help me tell them to leave us alone on that?
Sound off, according to stretch, is for daddy and mommy.
Let daddy and mommy play that one. That we're done. What's up, Lagos? Emeka from Lekki. I would choose longevity and money because I could easily adopt children from the orphanage. Easily. Life, you who you born it for you to adopt, waiting. I want take hundreds of years. Do the last I checked, most great people that impacted the world didn't live for long. The legends and icons, money and children don't reach. I overheard your topic from the outside my apartment because I'm washing. Patrick from Ogba, Methuselah.
Patrick, can I bring some clothes for you, please? I need help.
Methuselah didn't impact nothing, so you don't want to be that old. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Good morning, Trash. Hey, Stretch. Stretch, you.
It's Stretch, not Trash.
It's fine. Or Trash. It's fine. And Marianne, when callers call, your response should be cheers to life, not Stretch to life. Don't mind that. Thank you, Jerry. I'm just
Stretch
speaking.
To life. Come and beat me.
Don't mind.
I'm outside. It's me. Come and beat
Thank
me.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm waiting for you. Come and beat me. Stretch to life.
Stop you.
Come and beat me.
Don't mind that. In respect to your topic, money and children, what would be my gain if I don't have someone that will outlive me after my demise? I'm Michael from Ikorodu.
Michael. You're such a sweetheart.
Come and beat me. Now you're such a sweetheart. Morning. What's up, Lagos? Gabriel from where? From IKD. I'd pick money and longevity. After all, adding more children to the world might damage the ecosystem. Science. Even with this global warming issue, self, just that Momsi would disturb for grandchildren.
Exactly.
All right. This one says it's not sound of care. Who says it's not sound of care? What are you saying? It's what sound of. We talked about that. I'll get to read this. Good morning, Nigeria. I will choose children and money. Reasons: I want my lineage to continue. The money I have made will be used to train my children. I'm Sunday from Aja. In other words, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'll choose money and children because them
bearing
their name is longevity. My name is longevity. Ike from Ikorodu. Ike, thank you.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Joke. I will choose prosperity and children, the riches, to live good life, take care of my children, engage in charity and humanitarian services. I refuse to be Methuselah. Without money, no respect, and no good life for oneself and children.
Says who?
That's what she says.
Why are you listening to the naysayers?
Okay. What's up, Lagos? I'm Gideon from Lagos. Your show reminds me... All right. Thank you for sending that again. I will choose money and children. What matters in life from the little understanding I have is not longevity, but influence, affection, and good reputation. Christ didn't spend up to 40 years, but his impact remains with all of us till date. What matters is impact and the legacy you leave behind, as death is most... Death is a must.
Okay.
Either you die early or late, death is death. Okay? All right.
Okay. Well, we're back to the phone lines. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. You can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Okay. And of course, you can be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp. All you need to do is send your messages to 08095975805. That's 08095975805. Please, you cannot call our WhatsApp line. Just send us a message, okay? Let's go back to the phone lines. We'd like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And for the ladies, call 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
What's Stretch to life.
Monday from Ajay again.
Okay. Mr. Monday, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
see now Nigeria they have the Abacha route. Abacha TV. Now money with children.
Money with children.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you don't want long life.
He doesn't want long life.
You reject long life by fire.
Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off
your
radio.
Turn off your radio, please.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yo, yo, yo!
Stretch to life.
Hello, my name is Henshaw from Ada.
Henshaw, Eted.
I will choose money and children.
Mm-hmm. Money and children. You don't want long life.
The children is the long life.
Henshaw, walk away from your radio.
So I will choose money and children.
Yes, please walk away from your radio. Please walk away from your radio.
He says he will choose money and children. All right. Thank you, Henshaw. Please, when
money
you call us, kindly
children.
Move away from your radio. It
please.
Gives a whole bag that is not good to the ears, all right?
Thank you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? First time caller. Hey, stretch the life.
Kenneth from Ijabode.
Which will you pick?
I will choose long life and money.
Long life and money, no
so
children.
No children.
Kenneth.
There are plenty of children in the world, so
says
we need
who?
To
who
help
will,
them.
Who will give birth to children
Kenneth.
And dash you?
Kenneth, only you will be cruising.
There are plenty, Jerry, so we need to help them.
It's Oak Power. Okay, all right, thank you very much for calling, Kenneth. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Good morning. My name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from it.
Black Diamond.
What's popping, G?
The first thing I would choose.
Yeah.
First is children.
Children first.
Then second thing is money.
Money.
Because even if I don't live long, at least I'll create things that will live long for me. So you get.
What if your children face the money alone and they don't want to live?
My children will inherit everything that I have, even if I don't live long.
What if your children don't live long too?
They will live long. My children no go live long.
No matter.
No be God.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're all right. You're just weak.
No, it's
now.
Question.
What
I'm having question.
What question is that?
It's question.
Uh-uh.
It's question.
All right, you come. All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Hey, stretch to life.
It's Okemute.
Okemute.
That's my guy.
I would choose children and money.
Children and money and short life.
They don't say the death where they kill a poor man, not a rich man.
Oh, shit. So you don't mind? Before
with your money, with your money, you can buy the life.
Eh?
I said, with your money, you can buy life.
How do you buy life with money?
Yes, with your money, yes.
So why are rich people dying?
Yeah?
Why are rich people
why
dying?
Why is money not saving all the rich people that are dying?
They would have died more younger, assuming they don't have the money.
This is your research. We don't know the backing.
We don't watch your part one. No go watch
yes. It's all right.
All right, we got calls there.
No.
All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
I got you guys, man.
Yes,
finally, bye-bye.
We're happy.
Yeah, this is Chef Dior from Ibejuleki.
Chef Dior?
Chef Dior.
What are you chefing and Dioring?
He's a cooker.
I'm a chef. That's what I do for a living.
Oh, all right, nice.
All right, Chef Dior, tell us, which will you pick?
I will choose money and long life. There's a lot of problem in this world, in this country, which money needs to be solved.
So you just want to enjoy. You want to enjoy.
Not enjoy. Impact life, man. I will impact life.
So
a lot of people need support. A lot of people need help. You understand? I will impact life. Good name is better than, just bringing children into this world.
Very deep. Very deep.
Yeah. So you have to impact life, whether you are the one that gave birth to those children or not. You just,
impact
touch life, man.
Impact life with your bank account.
I like the way you said it.
Charity homes, There are children that need help. Touch them. Even when you are gone, your name will never,
Your
name will always be in their mouth.
It's okay. You can have your money. It's okay.
Yeah, he said, allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Hey. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
Oh, Chimo.
This is Frederick, Rabbi Frederick on the line.
Rabbi Frederick.
You're Jewish.
Yes, I would choose long life and money.
Rabbi, can you walk away from your radio? Turn it off, please.
Yeah, I would choose long life and money.
So, Rabbi, you don't want to have children?
I will adopt. I will use my money to adopt children.
If everybody is looking for money and they don't want to have kids, which kids are you going to adopt, sir?
There are many kids.
If everybody is towing your line and is saying, I want money and I prefer to live long, who will have children for you to adopt?
I prefer to get money and long life.
Okay.
It shows in your voice.
Okay, Rabbi. Mm-hmm. All right, though.
Rabbi, it shows in your voice.
Sorry about that. Please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. We got many messages.
Picking your brain, yes, Lagos. I would choose money and children because money ensures good life and children continues longevity. Awesome. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? You two are just too funny. I would choose all, Jari. Yemi from Iko. Yemi, if I catch you. Say you choose all, Jari.
Yemi, I have two options. That's what you're choosing. Yelt.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Unez, a Christian from AJ. As for me, I will choose money and children. I will use my money to train them, leave legacy, and make sure I make the right investments for them. You know, you won't live too long, so you might not have time for this.
It's as if before the children are coming, you just start.
As they just deliver naming ceremony, you're gone. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I will choose money and children. My children will carry on with the legacy I left behind, going to the world and multiply. Will not stop on my page. Emmanuel from Agor Palace Way. All right. What's up, Lagos? I will choose money and children because money without children is not enjoyable in its fullness. Those choosing money and longevity are still single. They haven't known the taste of having your own kids around your home. And for their information, nobody will come for adoption of my kids. Make them go chop their longevity of life.
Uh-huh.
You know one bone, but you want another person child in adoption. Will it work?
Damien
from Shogun. Damien, thank you. But you are vexing, Sha. What's up, Lagos? Shing, for me, longevity and money. For that purpose, it is to me. Okay, for what purpose is it to me? Having children and I can't take good care of them, of which finance plays a huge role in raising a family. All the news about ritual and kidnapping is a result of lack of parenting being able to cater to them. For me, money means glory and how impactful you are to people's lives with that money you have. Besides, I can only adopt or buy dogs. Yepa.
Hey.
All right. Hello, guys in the studio. I'm Mike from Ijibo. I will choose long life and children, provided I can afford my needs and those of my children. There's more to life than money. Besides, my children have the potential to make so much money that I didn't have. Cheers, guys. Cheers to you.
All right. We have a message on Twitter. Olayinka Adebajo on Twitter says, I'll pick longevity and money, then adopt a child. And he said, hashtag, what's up, Lagos? Okay, Olayinka, all of you that are... It's okay. All the best.
See this one now. See me what you're causing. This one says stretch mark. See, for example, my rent will be due next month and my heart is really beating fast. So at this point, I want to put a stop to it. I really prefer money. Emmanuel from Lekki. Marianne, I will only consider washing your clothes because of your tight schedule. If dollars is in the pocket, I make sure they are tops, not downs. Oh, God.
All the best.
Yes, he wants to wash your clothes, but tops, not downs. What's up, Lagos? If CJ from Magodo, I'll choose prosperity and long life. You can't have a good life without money. I don't need to have biological children to enjoy the joy of training children. I could always leave money for my relatives and society after my death. Oh, messages. This one says, Mariana Stretch, well done. Add to the mix that the choice made will also transfer to one's children. Richard,
that's not what we
Richard,
said.
Richard, yeah, wicked, Richard. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I am Pastor Divine Wisdom. I will pick money and children, money to take care of the ministry and children taking care of the ministry when I might have gone. Oh, good morning, Nigerian. For I have children already, so I will choose money and long life. See this one. With money and long life, I will enjoy the whole world. I'm Benson.
Yeah, Benson.
Right. What's up, Lagos? I'm Hafiz from Okafo, Badagry. I would choose money and long life, then marry a single mother.
You have it all figured out, don't you?
What's up, Lagos? I would choose money and long life, and my wife to choose children and long life. Can you imagine this for you?
Some people have sat down to calculate this thing.
He said, una think so, una wife.
She say wise.
You guys are a problem. Thought it was stretched, then Marianne came on. Now she's unstable. Good combo.
They thought that you were the one that was not okay.
Yes, they know that Marianne is not. I told you guys. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm Mike from. For me, it's money and children. Oh, I don't even want to live to the age where I'll be a burden to the children. 85 to 90 max. Look at this one. Hey. You're not living long. 85 to 90.
All the best.
85 to 90.
We've got Kelvin Deji Man here on Twitter saying, "I will choose longevity and money. I will adopt children if possible. What's even the point of living without money?" Is it that serious?
So what's the point in living without money?
We got to go for a quick break because you know what? We got to make money. I think we'll still
take
got
a
time.
Bit. Yeah, we'll take a bit. Take a bit. We'll take a couple.
Yeah, we'll just take one more call before that time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
This is Philip from Boru.
Hi, Stephen.
Philip from Boru.
Philip, okay.
Yes, I would choose money and children. Children are very important.
Money and children and short life.
Yeah, because if daddy didn't leave us around, who is there to bear the name? The name is in the family is very important.
Okay, so you don't want to live that long.
Okay, but long. Money and children are important. The children will continue the long life.
All right, it's not your business.
It's still What's Up Lagos and 3 minutes come past the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Ann Ducacone.
And my name is Stretch, Stretch, and together we're going to be, we won't leave you till 12. No, we won't.
And we promise to continue the madness today.
I don't know what she's talking about.
It's only a mad person that say, I'm not mad. Okay. I'm not mad.
Okay,
I'm talking to you. I say I'm not mad. We say, yes, we know you're not mad.
It's only a mad person that says that.
You see?
You're saying it.
You're
saying it.
Yeah.
You shouted it to
see?
Times.
You see?
Oh, my God.
There's problem.
All right. All right, we got a couple of messages we can read before we go to the phone lines, but before we change gears. We're changing gears soon, but before then. What's up, Lagos? I will choose children and riches. I will enjoy my money before I get married at 50. And have my children at 60, then wait for what happens next. Dairo, you are wicked. For Maregu, you just wait till the last minute, they have the children, they just go. Hey, what's up, Lagos? To me, I would choose money and children. Forget about long life. What is the essence of living so long and not being able to take care of my children? Even out of the money, I will still enjoy from and use out of it for humanity before I die.
Okay,
the children will carry on with my name. What name? Adebisi from Lusada Agbara. Okay.
All right, well, we want to take your thoughts and comments. Join the conversation on social media, on Twitter. Please tweet at Nigeria Info FM and hashtag WhatsUpLagos. We'd like to hear from you. But on the phones, we'd like for you to call 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Join the conversation. And for those of you who are wondering, what are we talking about? If you were presented with three options in life, to pick money, longevity, or children, you have only two options to pick out of the three. What will be your pick and why? All right. So 0700 993 993 993 993 and 1465-7190.
And
okay.
someone says, if money finished, now people go remain. Joshua, that's scam. That's scam.
Okay, we know what scam. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Lagos!
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Chester Life, what's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm calling from Suruze. My name is Emmanuel.
All right, Emmanuel. Which will you pick?
I can't really pronounce your second host in the studio. I don't even know your name.
S-T-R-E-T.
What's your name?
Stretch. To stretch something. Drum. To draw something. Make it
drum. Stretch.
To stretch. Stretch. Okay, to stretch.
Stretch. Like
T-R-E-T-C-H. No, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. Stretch. To stretch something. Stretch the conversation. Stretch.
Oh, yeah. Stretch your life. Okay. All right. What I will do is that I will choose money.
I will choose
children and to hell with long life. Because if money no day, how I want to get the long life?
So you just choose, once you have children, you can go.
You said what?
You just have children, you just go.
No, I will children and money.
Yes, now, not long life now.
I have got to glory.
Come to glory. Okay, it's ridiculous how, you know, people just... So again, stretch. I mean, and this is not to, you know, try to make anybody look bad. Do you see how many people want money over everything else?
I ask you, what will you choose?
I like kids.
Yeah,
and kids. I want to live long and be a baby girl for life. Forever young.
Relax.
Forever young.
Don't bust to the ends yet. Don't bust to the ends yet. So I'm asking you that. So you want children, but you don't want poor children.
Well, I mean,
don't have money.
It's my job to make sure that those children are not poor.
So I'm telling you that.
But I'm working right now.
Wait now.
And I'm trying to keep up money. I'm going to try to save up as much as I can. I'm going to hustle.
They say you want to live
and
see.
I want to carry my children's children.
Okay, so you want money and children?
No. I want children and longevity.
So no money?
I will make money.
No, the rule. Why don't you face it? Why are you changing the rule?
No, I'm not changing, but I will.
No money.
I will look for
money. No, you are broke.
Okay, in my place, they say, oh, DNA. Now people be the richest.
Okay, so you will not have cash.
Let me sound like one of the contributors. I will pick longevity and children. My children will pick money.
we'll ask your children.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, Acide Hot.
What's your name?
I'm calling.
Acide Hot.
Yeah?
Your name is Acide Hot.
Yeah. That's my. I'm a boat driver.
Okay,
Acide Hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Acide Hot. Tell us. Oh yeah, what?
Now, I'm only 15, I want to.
You know what? Live long, as it hurts.
When do you live long? I don't know whether I drag them or I young children. For Nigeria, yes. Who do they live long for Nigeria?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, nigga?
What's up?
Yeah.
Stretch to life.
Yeah, my name is Joe. I'm calling from Badagry Axis.
Okay,
right,
Joe from Badagry Axis.
Yeah, I just want to ask you just three simple questions.
Obiakwa.
One, are you eat children? Are you going to eat children?
Well, yes to be no? sincere, that question is a rhetorical question. Thank you for asking that question anyway.
A very intelligent question.
Very intelligent question.
Then second question. Are you going to? Can you eat money?
Well, money is used as a means of getting what to eat. If you must get the answer to that, I'll say no comment.
Okay. The third question: are you going to be dead to eat money?
Thank you very much for that question, Mr. Moderator. I don't know why you're asking us questions
that don't have answers.
You give me the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done.
Yes, sir. Question.
If you ask me. Now, who I go ask? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Move away from your radio set and let's have the key. Who's
I've moved out of the radio set.
Oh yeah, what's up, Lagos? To you. Come on. All right. What's your
Change
name,
to
sir?
Life.
Yeah, this is Ogun Cosmos calling from Iwawachi.
Ah, Cosmos.
Nwano, tell us your own. What will you pick?
Well, I will pick Money and Children.
Money and Children and
Why?
Short Life.
Because if you say you want to live long, there will be a time when you'll be, you know, having those old fitness, what do you call it? This old fitness.
Like I tried to.
And
then
you need your children that want you to do that.
Mm. And you don't need. So you want to die very young when you are very healthy.
Hello?
You want to die when you are very healthy.
Well, that would be.
God enter the matter now.
All right.
I mean, living long is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And it's not compulsory that when you live long, you'll be sick. There are people that are 70.
Can be longevity
80.
With good bones and good
right.
joints.
What's up, Lagos? To me, now money and long life will. Children go come, even if no be me born them. Afolabi Benjamin from Agor Palace Way. All right, longevity all the way, just like those vampires in Twilight Saga. Felix from away. Felix, hello, Imena Boli.
You want to be a vampire?
Vampire.
Hello. What's up,
hey,
Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Now, Eze, they call from Odogbolu.
Eze. Only Eze in Odogbolu.
Only Eze for Odogbolu.
Any other one is fake.
Every other one
is counterfeit.
Anyone is fake.
Every other one is fake.
It's Belgium.
I don't know why Nigeria, they run for long life. Eh? Say, one that is next year, I mean, upper year, I beg I go choose long life, yeah?
Long life and what? What's the next one?
If money come, I go take them. If you no come, eh? I go to enjoy my life, they go like that.
You not so, go take children?
You not go take children?
Children? I don't born already now. What do you want to do again now?
That time, as you follow come, as you they come, the children go come. As they come, the money go come. You have to choose one.
They've been a human being now. Every other thing they inside me.
Eze Odogbolu, face your kingdom. Thank you for calling us. Thank you.
Oh, that was just really bad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otono? Hey, stretch to life.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
For me.
What's your name, sir?
Chris.
All right, Chris.
Hi,
go
Chris.
Ahead.
For me, I would choose long life and children.
Long life and children, no money.
Yes. Then the riches own can come later.
Which my who told you they will come? How will you raise your children? Will be hawking. They will be by the streets.
They'll be suffering.
They'll be suffering. No food.
No, it doesn't work that way. No matter what, you may not be rich, that big time rich, but at least you will feed and take care of your children. So I prefer long life and children. You have all the money in this world.
So when we're given these rules, when we say riches, you are the richest man in the world. When we say children, you can have like 40. When we say poverty is extreme.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Did he hear me? But
no, I'm speaking from you. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay,
long life.
Chris, stick to your guts.
All right.
We appreciate
Atalaton.
Your thoughts.
All right.
Atalaton. Nine bad passo. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
What's that?
This is our best.
What best? Hey, God.
The world's greatest.
As for me, what money cannot buy,
is not
more money will buy it. What money cannot do, more money
will do it.
The only thing money no go say buy,
my life,
a long life. So I go take that long life first.
And take money?
No, I don't take money first now.
Okay. You don't take money already?
Money must stay first choice.
Money must stay for long life come.
Oh
now.
My God.
I want to take long life to when I don't get money.
No verse now. Just ask questions. Sorry. Don't be angry.
Now, money and long life. I don't go. If you go sit down, I go help you train them. No worry. You the phone. I go to
call. Oh, God, you are the winner.
What I have on the back, just say, please, announcement, Nigerian. Here's an infomercial. If you bond Piki, you know, if you train them, bring them to me. I get money and love.
No, bring them to World Best. World Best, yeah. They train children
bring
for
to
free.
World Best. I go train your Piki and go university. I get money and long life.
Yes, and I just deflect so.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Touch the life.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike. All right, Mike. Go ahead.
Mike, you're in a very noisy place.
Yeah, sorry. I think I'll choose money and children.
Yes, you already have children there, sir. So just need money.
Unfortunately, Michael, we had to let you go because, the environment is noisy. Mm. But he said he's going to choose money and children.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Echo for show. Chest to life.
That is an Edo language of Africa.
We get it.
So I just want to put this one on the same feeling from Aburu. Everything go like that.
So which one will you pick?
What will you pick?
It's money is very important.
Yeah, an Edo man, I like you. You are very straightforward.
Money and children.
Money
and continue at Alata.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. These guys are just cracking me up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All right. I don't think
nobody's home.
Okay, let's read this message. Mm-hmm. I will choose money and children. Since children are already in the contract, it means I will not die until I have children. This man is it. So I'll just do family planning till I'm 60. Then I have my first child. I have my second child at 65. That way, I'll have used my contract to tactfully still get long life. See, brain. So if you say his logic is this.
Now you they control the time and space.
No. If you say the logic is this, if you're giving me children and one other one. So if I take my time to have the child, you will wait for me to born the child. Why you no go kill people in Nigerians?
I want you to read that thing that guy just put first. Now let's see if you can be able to read
which one? This one?
Yes, Mimi waiting.
Hello, Stretch, and Mimi Inekami. I am Caesar from Calabar South. That's my sister.
That's where I'm from.
Caesar. Okay, Calabar South. I will choose long life and money. As we know, say money can buy anything. I will use my money to buy kids like Angelina Jolie. Or I will use my money to open an orphanage home. They will serve as my kids. Then I go take time, enjoy my money long. I go to waka for burial ceremony of people which choose short life and children.
You're evil, Caesar.
Yeah, we love you, he said.
Thank you, Caesar.
This guy is just... Please, what's life without money? As for me, long money, long prosperity. Then even if the life is short, it makes meaning. Innocent from Oshodi.
Innocent, not send anybody.
Osam from Lakwe. As a Nigerian, I would choose children and money. As an American, I would choose money and children. As a Chinese, I would choose money and long life. Long life in Nigeria is hell on earth.
Why are you like this? Excuse me, sir. I will not sit here and take it.
Yeah, I will stand up.
I can't be talking like this about Nigeria.
I will not sit here and you talk about
Nigeria like that. I will stand outside.
You say what you want to say. What's wrong with you? Is there no patriotic bone in you?
I don't like it. This is not nice. Okay, back to the phone line. Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up?
Lagos of excellence.
Hey, center.
Okay.
me the best.
And he gets it by fire.
You just have to do your work.
Okay. I will consider it.
I will welcome. What will you choose?
I will choose the money.
Of course.
And prosperity.
And no children.
Okay. Money and children.
I can make up your mind now. Is it prosperity and children you want? The money, you're choosing money and prosperity.
Okay, it's not too much.
No, money is the same thing with prosperity.
Okay, prosperity first, and then children follow. That is what God gave to Adam. He prospered him with the whole universe.
Adam. Okay.
Adam and Eve. Stretch and my sister
there.
What God gave to you, parents?
We love you. We love you. We love you, Aigbe. We love you so much.
Aigbe. Thank you, my darling.
You are the best. You are the best among the rest. Like come on, somebody.
Money and prosperity.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
You missed it.
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Hamza. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Andrew.
Which part of Ikorodu are you calling from?
I'm enjoying the program.
Thank you, Andrew.
Nice.
Which part of Ikorodu are you calling from? Igbogbo, Ibeshe.
Ebute,
Ibeshe side. Okay. All right. All right. Yes, go ahead. Which one will you pick?
You see, that thing is very, very complicated. Sincerely, since I've been listening to this program, I've been praying to God that I want the theory. I don't want the truth. I want the money, I want the long life, and I want the children too.
But you see, life is not like that. You can't have it all.
I can count hundreds and thousands of people that have the theory.
Yeah. You think they have the theory.
So we should go ahead and disqualify you.
No.
So choose Joe. Am I loju kokoro? Am I ko soju kokoro nbe o? Meji ni kemu.
Loju kokoro ko lele.
Meji ni kemu. Ese sa.
Yeah, gbogbo e lo dun, gbogbo e lo ma je life that is all the thing that will make life to be very meaningful.
All right, so you insist on three. We have disqualified.
All right. You're out of the game.
Disqualified.
You're out of the game. You're fired.
Fired.
Okay, this is going to be like our last call. Oh, dear, we lost that call. All right,
that's
let's
a
take some
message. Let me just take one.
Yes.
I'll choose money and long life. There are lots of children out there that need help. I'll take care of them. Caretaker. Alvin from Lekki. You like money. You want other people. Children, you adopt other post children, Abby. All right, thank you so much, guys. We gotta move on.
Yes, we do. So we're gonna wrap it up here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about embellishment.
Yes,
you know, those of us that show up and then we're trying to be what we're not.
Your CV is fatter than you.
It's fatter than you. You say you can work under pressure. When pressure comes, you break.
Under pressure. I've worked inside over.
You see, I work with president, commander in chiefs.
Interpersonal skills, you know, is my team, is but my you're fighting with your neighbors.
I'm a people person. Meanwhile, you are keeping malice with all the people in your office.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about you. You're on this table. We'll be right back.
Coming back.
Stay with us. Welcome back. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn.
My name is Stretch, Stretch.
All right. And it's to What's Up Lagos. Now, we did say before we went on that long break that we were going to talk about embellishments. Embellishment of your personality, your CV, your resume, saying that you have been able to do things or you did things that you had never done. And sometimes you feel the pressure to name drop even when you don't know these people. The question is why? Why
do people do that? Why do people get to do that? Why does it happen? You find people, you meet someone and the person is just telling you who they are not. You have a small kiosk somewhere, you are selling something. Say, I run a pharmaceutical, an international pharmaceutical company. Now we don't have tailors anymore. We now have fashion designers everywhere. Nobody's in those days used to have tailors, barber. So now you have to elevate. The name has to be Tush. You know, I'm a social media influencer. You have only 500 followers. You know, so let's find out what really, why do we do this? Why do we up the game all the time?
Something flashed in, you know, when you said my head, when you said I'm a social media influencer and you have 2 followers. You know, those guys that say I'm a fashion brand, you know, this, yeah, this, that. Yeah. And then the picture of what I ordered versus what I got.
It's totally different. So let's just ask you, this time for you to just converse with us. Let's find out what you think about this. We don't have too much time to do this.
We got 20 minutes on the clock, okay? So a man in the United Kingdom was docked for lying about his experience as a builder. He gave on his CV that he had worked for so many years as a builder. And then he was given a project by the government, the local government in certain part of the UK, and the project flopped. So he was docked. He was taken to court. Now, if you were caught in a lie, you know, one of these embellishment lies, what would you do? And why do people tell these lies? I've worked with the president. I've worked with Stretch. In fact, Stretch and I were the heads of Nigeria Info that year.
I'm a pilot too. I fly very well. I've been a good pilot
I've flown to Boki, to Kinshasa.
You see me driving, I can use reverse to go from here to Benin. Just give me this job. Oga, test me. Test me.
Why I work under pressure. I'm a people person. Yet, you're not talking to anybody, including your neighbors.
And you came to reception. Your receptionist don't even know the person's name. Why you're waiting for the people's person?
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Why do people feel the need to embellish, to add on, to try to freshen up if there's not need for that, especially when the lives of people, businesses, and even monies of people are reliant on it? For example, the clothes. I want to wear a dress to a wedding or an event, and I you know that I'm the host of this event, and I've told you, and I paid you everything beforehand.
Can you do it, Oga? Oga, see,
I show for Ketension. I show.
Oga, they know me. Oga, just leave your clothes. Leave that. Maybe it's your wedding day. Leave it to me.
And then handle it. And then that day,
they left it to you.
Premium tears. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Bosunueko.
Chester Life, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dili from Aburu.
All right, Dili, so go ahead.
What I see in there is that people lack confidence in themselves. Lack of confidence. Okay. You understand?
Yeah.
It happened to us. Most of our brothers, they go to Lagos. Yeah, where are you from? They say, you're in Lagos. They have been here.
Okay.
It happened. They will deny you. Even in the police officers, they will tell you that they are these. So. They are, you have seen their names in their shirt.
And they deny where they are from just to belong.
They will deny where they are from. That is their lack of confidence on whom you are.
Okay.
If you are confident, you can come out in anywhere and say, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing. I'm a driver. I'm a benefited driver. I can drive to anywhere. I'm a satisfied driver in Lagos State.
Okay.
Yes, I have my last year and everything. I'm a driver.
Okay.
You can go to anywhere. I have confidence in my driving. That is my driving. This guy is the skill that I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that lack of confidence. That is the problem. I don't have confidence in yourself.
All right. Good angle to that. You're not confident.
Lack of confidence.
Yes.
But Stretch, you know that you can find yourself among so many posh people talking about their trips to this and their achievements. And there's always that's... You know, that pressure to want to belong.
I go with this last call. It just depends on your self-worth. Do you need validation? Do you need people to say, because if you've traveled and I've not traveled, okay.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't change me.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't make you better than me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yes, this is still Peter Dero from ESCC office.
Oh God, this ESCC man is not us now.
Nah. Okay, you should have ended.
I have reported this matter before the table. You have taken it for.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We are sorry.
Sorry.
Do you like it? Okay. And we cook it.
Now you have gone there. Okay. Let me say it has happened to me before.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes, me. I lied many years ago, and nobody told me I've fell already. So computer comes to Nigeria early 2000, if you can remember.
Yes.
So I thought, and one of the first social media was Yahoo.
Yes.
So I thought browsing in the experience to white people was being computer literate. So when the summer was going around with better laptops, and I told them I was looking for a job. So they employed me in Philip Company in Odessa, if you can remember.
Yes.
So our first thing was to speak before a computer and give us data to a post. We are doing postings.
Wahala.
And there was there, I know that I already failed. I don't know what I'm typing. I was looking at them. I was not used to figure. I used to only letters. Typing later, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
So when I typed, when they came to me, All my thinking was error. Nobody told me that I've already said. So when I just said to myself, I said, where is the restroom? They told me I entered the restroom and find my way. That challenged me. And I said, oh, I'm going back to the restroom in confidence. I said, wow, this is it. So I went back and studied computer. So what I'm saying is that I have lied to cover.
Okay.
But the performance has proved me wrong that I am not what I am.
Okay.
All right.
Even if you see the problem within the society, we don't tell ourselves the truth.
Truth. Absolutely. And that's why we're here.
Everybody, some people are in a position they are not confident and they put them there. And you say, yeah, I can do it.
That's
so each of every, you see Charlie Rule, they break all the hands. We don't know how to drive. If you know how to drive, you cannot break.
All right. You see, we give you FCC time because
we gave you time. We'll see. You gave him more time.
Yeah, everybody. I bet on speedness. So
you put our FCC now. If they come and carry us,
okay, FCC.
We tried though.
We have tried. We have tried for you. All right. Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
We'll see.
Good morning. My name is John, Brother John from Moe.
Brother John. Okay.
I'm Brother Stretch. His sister Marian.
That's very good.
Okay, sir. Brother John.
To contribute to that program.
Yes, Brother John.
The thing is that some people have sold themselves to cheap life. And also unnecessary pride. You see, we have found ourselves in a society that people rely to retelling lies. That even if you go to the market, if you are not careful, you end up buying substandard something at a very high cost price. Some people, because of too much lies, people will claim themselves, how can somebody want to get a contract? He'll go and hire a very big jeep and post himself with a very big, so that when you know that you don't have even a Kemarua. So the society, and sometimes sometimes when you look at it, you don't really blame the people, because sometimes some people used to believe lies.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Because people prefer to believe in a lie than when you tell them the truth.
You should have 15 years work experience, but you shouldn't be more than 18 years old.
Do you understand? It's crazy. So of course there is a market, and that's why there's supply.
In this country, and the people are insisting, they won't check what you can do. You must come out with a first class or a 2-1. They don't want to know what you can achieve. So people go and get those documents.
So they also take looks over what you have upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why this man is saying you hire an SUV
to go for a contract bidding.
So that the way you look, this one no go run with government money. So again, looks can be deceiving. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon, Stretch.
Good afternoon.
My name is Sam from Lagos.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding this issue, sometimes anxiety causes this issue of life. Now, let me take this lane of a fresh graduate. I'm a fresh graduate just finishing from service.
Okay.
I have a job vacancy that the requirement now says at least 5 years of experience.
Wow.
But in every other of the requirements, I'm qualified for the job.
Okay.
What do you think I would do? I would just put the 5 years of experience. I've worked in certain place just to get the job, considering that might be my last opportunity.
Yeah.
So some of the conditions we face causes people to lie. That is just my point.
Okay.
Wow.
Good point there. Good
Very
point.
Interesting point.
Very interesting.
And that's why we're asking the embellishments, the lies, the unnecessary years that you add just to so that you can get the attention.
Yeah.
Is it
that
really necessary, especially when people's lives are riding on it? Especially maybe if you're a doctor, you're a caregiver, or you're a builder like the man in the United Kingdom. What do you do? Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Call us back.
I've worked.
Please shut off your radio, walk away from it.
What's up, Lagos? Go ahead.
This one is in falsetto. Falsetto chest alive.
I don't get straight. I don't match up.
Not this.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Peter. I'm calling from Lapwell.
All right, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, what's the topic? I just...
Peter, that's not how it's done. Just listen for a bit, Peter, and then call us
back.
Thank
you for calling,
but
anyway.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Thanks for the love.
Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Gay.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Stretch, are you stressing that lady in the studio?
Don't be angry now. Ah, it's the devil. It's the
you're
devil.
Stressing her too much
it's
in the studio.
It's the devil that's causing it. Sorry, it's the devil.
This is a Kenneth calling from Moshe.
All right, can I go ahead,
please?
I can say the reason for that is one is lack of confidence in oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, trying to meet up where you know you cannot.
Okay.
Mm. Everybody should try to call their clothes according to their means and not your size.
Mm.
You try to meet up with standards you know you're not up to, and thereby end up lying.
Okay.
And you know lies go in chains. Mm. If you lie now, you're going to tell another lie to cover up for the first lie I've told before.
Mm.
That's true.
So that's what I believe. And everybody should try to just have confidence in yourself, believe in yourself, and then stand for what you believe in. That is all. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's very important. He says, just say what you can do and do what you can. Well, we have a few more minutes on the clock. We will be wrapping things up in a few minutes. We still have some time on the clock.
All right.
We've got a message.
Yes, we do have a message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Long one, but I'll take it. Concerning the issue of lying to get what they know nothing about, the thing has become the order of the day. Just yesterday, one guy on a legally known platform on Facebook said he is good at app development, web design, website design, programming, and many others. I went to this guy's DM only to discover that he knows nothing. He was out to scam people and get feeding money. Sometimes people do that out of pride. They'll accept the responsibility because they think admitting that they can't do it is maybe a big slap or disgrace to themselves, which they later end up messing up. I get. Mm. So you just drop it and you get on social media. Probably people tend to believe everything they see. I am this, I am this. I saw a guy on Twitter who's just 17 and he said, if you see the things he says, he knows how to do. But I guess this guy was true, but it's rare you find such people, you know? So we tend to believe everything we see on social media. We tend to believe everything we see posted, that this person is this person.
I always tell people, what people post on social media is what they want you to see.
Yeah.
But what they don't post is what they don't want you to know.
Exactly.
So never really go by everything you see on social
media.
Don't
do that.
But they don't go here. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Stretch to life.
Stop it now. Who's speaking to us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ice.
All right.
Ice baby. Okay.
Yeah. This lie comes from what you want to meet up. For example, for me, I started working at the age of 10 because did something.
You started working at the age of 10, sir?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I started back. Selling glass for people at far back in the village. When I come to Lagos, so let's forget about that. When I want to get a job and I'm not up to it, and I want to get a driving job, just to stick up. So I have to lie to meet up there. Mm-hmm. But I know how to drive, and I did it. Sometimes when you want to, because the country we are, where you lack of something and you need to get it, and from nobody will give it to you. You have to lie to get it.
But does it make it right? Because you see, we're all saying that, oh, you know, in Nigeria, you have to do this, you have to do this. But does it make it right? And when there's, you know, because, I mean, there's a cause, there's an effect, and there's of course, if you do something wrong, you have to make sure that you take responsibility. Would you be able to take the responsibility? Whatever, you know, actions are meted out, can you stand it? Like this man that said, oh, I can build. They gave him something to build. Everything has scattered now. They have realized that Oga cannot build. Would he be able to, you know, take the day in court and go to jail? Okay, I think we have a call here on Skype. Let's take that call. Osazemen, thank you very much for calling us. What's up, Lagos?
How are you guys doing? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey! Osaz, it's good to have you join us. Go ahead. Why do you think these embellishments happen more often today?
Do you guys do it there in Canada?
Yeah, calling from Canada anyway. I was like, you guys are about to close without even picking my call. You guys should be very careful.
Sorry.
Uncle, don't be warning us like this now. Don't be angry.
We have EFTC on our side now.
Like you said, cause and effect. And it seems it's cascading more and more these days. I can remember about 7 years ago, somebody was like, who is subsidizing who? To come and point the person out. The person was like, terrorism, 1 week. Give me 1 week. Elect me. Today, elect the person and we are hearing stories. The person is having infection, using us to go for trips. This is what this is a global repercussion of that sort of action where we can proof of someone's work that they said they've been doing, and at the end of the day, we find ourselves in this kind of mess.
Well, Osaz, thank you very much. Very important point that you made. We all have to be very careful. We have to prove, you have to test and make sure that that person is trusted enough to, you know, be given that job. We'll take these messages and then we'll be wrapping things up on the side of the club.
All right, got lots of messages, but we'll take a couple as quickly as we can. Let me see, maybe just take one. Best way to get anything in Nigeria today is by lies.
Why?
Because Nigeria as a nation, unfortunately, was founded on lies. In a sense, you could say that. From Oshodi, he sent that one in. I think that's about the only message we can take right here. Right?
Well, we've got some messages. We have our information commissioner in the studio, so we're going to give her some time to give us some information, and then we'll be wrapping things up here quickly.